Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diane O'Carroll. This week, are we really made up of everything we eat?
Hi, my name is Harriet Dickinson from Cambridge, and I want to know, are all the calories in food actually absorbed by the body?
So is it really worth reading the calorie count on the back of every pack?
Hello, I'm Susan Jebb. I'm a scientist at the Medical Research Council's unit, Human Nutrition Research, in Cambridge. Not all of the calories that are actually in a food will be absorbed, digested, and available for the body to use. What happens is that the calories which are in food, which would be released if we were just to burn it, as we might do in a bomb calorimeter in the laboratory, those calories cannot all be absorbed by the body. Some will be lost in the feces, and the remainder will be digested. And about perhaps 10% of the total calories we consume might actually appear at the other end of the gut. Once calories have been absorbed, again, they're not all fully available. Some will be lost in urine, for example. The final loss of calories comes because some of the energy is fermented by the bacteria in the gut, and so it's not available to humans. It's actually burned off by the bacteria that are living inside us. And so the consequence of all of that is that not all the calories that are actually in a food will be available for the body to use. But in fact, the losses are proportionally quite small. The calories that you see written on the back of a food pack have already had all of these adjustments made for the amount that will be digested and absorbed. And so the calories you see on the packet is actually not the total calories in that food, it's the so-called metabolizable energy, the amount of energy which is going to be available to the body.
So it is actually worth comparing the listed calories on the back of a food packet to your guideline daily allowance. No escape for the wicked, sadly. But interestingly, Susan Jebb mentioned that bacteria change the availability of calories in food. And it turns out that different species of bacteria metabolise energy differently. Jeff Gordon from the University of Washington, St. Louis, found that by moving gut bacteria from fat mice to thin mice made them put on weight and vice versa. And on the forum, Jessica H. mentioned that protein can contain calories when it leaves the body, as it's much harder to extract energy from protein than from fat or carbohydrates. Moving from the gut to the mouth now for next week's question.
Hi, hello, my name is Paige. I am a student at University of North Texas in the U.S., and I love the podcast of the Naked Scientist. Now, my question is, I've heard that a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's. And I'm wondering if that's true, or is it that the normal flora of a human is more virulent than a dog's? Thank you.
You never know where their mouths have been. Actually, with my dog, you did, but wished you didn't. If you know the answer to this one, then email us with the address chris@thenakedscientists.com or by using the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.